Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, Eckstein is certainly one horse that's been mentioned around the Kosciuszko. Runs tomorrow in the Golden Pendant, a Group 2 race. Kurt Goldman's joining us, the trainer. Morning to you, Kurt.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Good, mate. You've been sitting back waiting for this run, and you've been sort of sitting there seeing all these slots go during the week.
Yeah, look, obviously it all started last weekend when all the phone calls and everything started to come through. I think we probably spoke to most of the, slot holders, I guess. Obviously the negotiation side what sort of certain people were after, it obviously has to work for both people. And it's a great concept, and obviously, but we just haven't sort of done anything just yet.
Yeah, I guess tomorrow's run, there may be, three slot owners that are just sitting back and seeing what she does tomorrow.
Yeah, possibly. And that's obviously a wise decision by them if that's, what they're planning on doing. But I mean, just with Eckstein, she's in a, she's obviously a different league to these other sort of country horses that are being selected for this race. And, we also have, a lot of broodmare potential for this horse, and albeit it would be it'd be great to obviously have a runner in the race and be a part of it. But you also have to sort of think that going into these Group 2 races and obviously a spring campaign in Melbourne, it has to be viable for the owners as well. So, a lot of these slot holders were ringing up and expecting to sort of get 50% of prize money and things like that. And, those sort of deals were never going to work with a horse like her. Like I said, she races in good races with good prize money. And again, if she goes on and wins those sort of races, well, she's adding value in the breeding barn. So, like I said, the owners aren't against running in it. It just has to be the right deal, I guess, for us to sort of warrant going that way with her.
Yep, understand. That's a good explanation of where it sits. Well, where does she sit? She ran on that heavy eight track in the Scirocco. She got out wide and finished off. I mean, will you take us through the process? Have you been happy with the progression going into tomorrow?
Yeah, really have, Andrew. She had a lot of cleaning up in the coat to do. She's still got a little bit of condition, but she has stripped 5 kilos since that first up run. I've been a little bit tougher on her between that first up run and leading into tomorrow, and I was able to do that because she had the two trials. That was something that she normally didn't do, so she possibly did go into the first up run maybe just she wasn't on edge, she was a lot better behaved on her behalf than what she normally can be going into a first up run. But that was more of a deliberate attempt just to make sure that she was going to go around, behave herself, and get the job done.
Yep.
On face value, yes, you might have thought that she could have finished closer, and she possibly could have, but she copped a squeeze at the start, and then Corey did sort of bring her out, out wide, and she was sort of following the eventual winner, but once he sort of brought her out wide, she lost sight of those other horses and worked up the home running okay. So that was a pass mark for me. But we'd be expecting a lot more tomorrow. Her second up form obviously suggests that, she's much more effective second up. She's drawn a lot better. She did first up there, so she's drawn a lot better tomorrow in a race that probably hasn't got as much speed. So I'd imagine that if she can jump clean, that Karen could have her just a little bit closer in running, and just her competitiveness. And obviously, she's raced against these horses. She's beaten all of them on their day, and then in her. So these mare races are always a bit of a lottery. But if she has a bit of luck, then, hopefully she'll be in the finish.
You're so right with that second up form. She's often, I think, on the record book, she says 1 second from 6 first up. But then second up, she's won 2 from 3. She can really make that step, can't she?
Yeah, she does. And she just comes into her own, Andrew. She really thrives off hard work and racing. And then in between, it's more just the management side on our behalf. I'm really pleased with her. She's come on in the coat a lot. She started to get a few dapples on her now, and And obviously, you know, weight-wise, she's proving that she's heading in the right direction.
Yep, understand. Really good information for our listeners. You mentioned Eckstein and maybe what will happen into the future. What about Equal Balance? Is he still in the possibility of something like a Kosciuszko?
Yeah, most definitely. He's obviously... he's going to run next Wednesday at Rose Hill. So I've mentioned that to a few people. And I mean, like, social media is obviously a great tool, Andrew. You know that.
But, yes.
There's a lot of these trainers and owners, I guess, getting a bit itchy and wanting horses in the race. And they were throwing out the idea of the 50-50% of prize money. And like I said, it made it a little bit difficult trying to explain to people who don't understand racing, you know, that with Eckstein, it wasn't sort of viable for us to do that. But with a horse like Equal Balance, then we're more than happy to, you know, to do that and to obviously be a part of it. Those geldings are restricted as to what sort of races they can run in anyway.
Yep.
So Equal Balance, like I say, he'll go around at Rose Hill next week, back up to the 1,200, and he should probably prove hard to beat there. So if any of those slot holders are sitting back, you know, waiting to see what Eckstein does or possibly even until next Wednesday, you know, he's a horse who definitely would be up to, you know, running in a race like that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Social media has certainly been very active this week with people trying to get their horses into the race, and now it's up to the slot owners to decide and do the arrangements. Kurt, great information there. A couple of really good chats with you there about Eckstein and the way the owners are thinking about the Kosciuszko. Good luck tomorrow, mate.
No problems. Thank you very much, Andrew.
Kurt Goldman joining us there with Eckstein lining up in the golden pendant.